the goddess of music and dance, after a performance, and she needed to do this alone. The dancer stifled a laugh as she looked down from the terrace to the deserted alley below. None of the fools knew the real reason why she always insisted on her own sleeping quarters. Merritt sank onto her soft, luxurious bed, but she rested only a few moments, noting how bright the moon was. It seemed to fill the whole world with silver light. Good for night hunters, but not for Merritt. She was going to have to be very careful. No one must spot her. Getting up from the bed, Merritt drew a curtain right around the terrace for privacy. She took off an elaborate wig, festooned with beads and gemstones. Then, she carefully wiped away her eye makeup and scrubbed her face and shaved head with a sweet-smelling oil. Opening a painted chest at the foot of the bed, she removed costumes, more wigs, and several perfume bottles. With the chest seemingly empty, she pressed a small, almost invisible lever in a corner, and the bottom swung open, revealing a secret compartment. Inside was a jewelry box shaped like a crocodile. It was full of expensive trinkets rich admirers had given her. Merritt added the newest treasures she had received, tossing the empty tambourine.